this is the Angry GM, and if you're listening to this, first, Happy New Year, because this is the first thing I'm putting out for the new year. And second of all, let's start the new year with some disappointment, because I sure as hell not putting out an article today. That's right, this is not a feature article. This is rather an update explaining why there is no feature article, when the feature article will be. Hint, it's in a couple of days. What the feature article will be about. And it will even allow you to figure out what all of the feature articles will be for the entire rest of the year, sort of. Several of them, anyway. Many of them. Anyway, with all of that said, I do have a live audience listening on Discord, and they're going to ask questions and leave comments, maybe afterwards, so there will be a supplemental Q&A recording. But this is mostly just a chance for me to say, hey, I have a big plan for the coming year, and it's not just, I'm going to write whatever shit I want. All right, so let's get this started. Have an angry new year. Angry's 2023 content update. Happy New Year from your bestest buddy Angry and the entire Angry Games team. Yes, Angry is the entire Angry Games team. Shut up. This ain't your regularly scheduled feature article. That's because the regular feature article schedule has changed. And that's just one of several changes happening here at Angry Games HQ. And this update's about those changes. The short version. If all you care about is when the next article's coming and what it's going to be about, let me hit the highlights for you and then show you the content schedule for January. Cool. The year in Angry. Here's what to expect at theangrygm.com this year. And this is a bullet list, so I will read the bullet list, because that's proofread aloud. It would be silly if I didn't read parts of the article for the proofread aloud, wouldn't it? Okay, and sip and completely killed the flow, and that's good. That's why you come to these things, starting the new year off right. Okay. Here's what to expect at theangrygm.com this year. Every month, I'll publish 4 feature articles. New articles will be published every Tuesday, starting on January 10th for Patron and Subscribestar supporters, and January 17th for everybody else. 2 features every month will be part of my new Advanced Basic Skills course, Mastering Your Game. And the pause was because my computer decided to scroll on its own, which is really weird. Anyway, 2 features every month will be part of you're going to teach the course. It's a super Socratic method. You teach the course, I'll ask the questions. 2 features every month will be part of my new Advanced Basic Skills course, Mastering Your Game. Yes, Advanced Basic. I know that sounds weird. That's what you get from just reading a summary. 1 feature every month will provide a finished, polished system hack, mechanic, or rule you can cram into your home game. And design bloggy discussion, of course. Actually, the article will be design bloggy discussion, but it'll have a link to a PDF that'll contain the actual finished hack. That last feature each month? I can write whatever I want for that one. Articles will be shorter, tighter, more focused, and will not turn into multi-part series that never get finished. Until forced to do so by external forces, I ain't changing anything because of 1D&D. In fact, except to throw hilarious shade as part of my particular ilium, I ain't engaging with D-Box 1 at all, so don't even ask me about it. As far as I'm concerned, D-Box 1 doesn't exist until WotC shits out the actual books. And maybe not even then. By the way, 1D&D will forever hereafter be referred to on this site as D-Box 1. The D in D-Box 1 stands for neither dungeon nor dragon, if you catch my drift. The Angry January 2023 content schedule. That's it. You got your, whoops. Whoops. I put my links to the schedule in the wrong place because I have the schedules in a table. Okay. So I then have, there is obviously the content schedule where I tell you what articles. So first this month, coming up on January 10th for early access and January 17th for everybody else, is an article entitled Unleashing Your Inner Angry GM. Then on January 17th or the 24th, we have Mastering the Game, Better Narration, through visualization. And then on January 24th or 31st, we have mastering the game, inviting the principal character to act. And then January 31 or February 7th is hacking the game, the new improved and final tension pool system. And then we also have on January 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Time, Angry's mostly monthly January live chat and pre-birthday extravaganza. Bring presents and cake. That's it. You got your schedule, you got your summary. If that's all you care about, get out of here. You're done. If you want another 1,200 words of bullshit context for those bullet points, then read on, McDuff. I just need to save a quick update here. Whoop, there we go. Then read on, McDuff. Okay. Now this is the part where it's actually text and interesting. Everything else was just a list and a schedule. Okay. Not interesting. It's not interesting from here. Chasing Angry. I don't want to go into a whole lot of personal drama bullshit right now. God knows I did enough of that last year. But the drama did help me see that I've lost touch with my role as the angry GM. I didn't really know what I was doing or why or who I was doing it for. Thankfully, I've always got plenty of feedback to analyze. Angry, sweary feedback. But if I want to fling poo like a monkey, I've got to expect a few turds in the face, right? To make this long story slightly less long, my goal for 2023 is to get back to doing what I'm best at. That is, teaching GMs how to run the least worst games teaching GMs how to run the least worst games they can possibly run. And building the tools, rules, hacks, and systems that system designers won't. But I want to do that stuff better. Instead of writing random scattershot articles about whatever and dropping scheduled articles every time I get distracted by some shiny new topic, I want a plan, an outline, a curriculum, if you will. Mastering the game. If that book I wrote way too long ago to keep bringing up, was an Introduction to GMing 101 university course, this year I want my site to provide the upper level version. Call it Advanced GMing 201, or rather 201, 202, and 203, because I've actually taken the time to outline this shit already. The way I see it, being a game master is about four things. One, running games. 2, managing campaigns. 3, building game content. And 4, hacking systems. I ain't saying every GM has to do every one of those things. Only the first one's mandatory. And they're arranged in order of increasing optionalness. I'm just saying that those are the big four Uber skills that make up the whole field of game mastery. Every month, I plan to devote 2 of my 4 features to this core curriculum. So, by December, I'll have written a 24-lesson course in advanced game mastery. Call it my Mastering the Game series. And that pile of articles will provide a great answer to, I just found the angry GM, where should I start? That means, taking this in order, I can write 8 articles about running games, 8 about managing ongoing games, and 8 about building homebrew adventures. Pretty cool, huh? Angry, did you forget something? No, I didn't. My math is solid, and so is my plan. The thing is, my skill-building articles remain my most popular and well-trafficked articles. But my hacks and systems also get a lot of traffic. It ain't hyperbolic to say tools like my whatever stat mechanic, my FCR monster building system, and my silver and gold treasure tables have revolutionized the way lots of people run their games, among other tools. So every month I'm going to put out a new hack, a new tool, a new system, a new rule, something. But I want to hold myself to some higher standards here. First, much as I know y'all love my game mechanical analysis and all the yammering about how I build this crap and why, I will never write about a hack or system before I've finished designing it. And second, I'm going to put the hacks out as finished PDFs linked in the article about the hack. That way, I'll actually have to finish what I start. I know there's a chance this plan's doomed to fail. I absolutely have to start with smaller projects and establish my workflow and good habits before I tackle big, unfinished projects or start any new ones. So I'm asking for your patience if I start small. I figure small but finished and polished hacks are better than giant-ass systems I never actually finish. Getting angry better. The high standards thing ain't just about my rules, hacks, and ability to actually, you know, finish things. I want to improve my overall writing quality. My work's gotten bloated over the years, mostly with hypothetical arguments about why my advice is good advice. The whole point of giving angry advice is to deliver it in a solid, no-nonsense way. Skip the bullshit and get to the point. I don't think anyone's going to accuse me of cutting right to the point these days. As time goes on, expect shorter, more tightly focused articles, and don't expect articles into which I cram 10 different topics, or articles that surprise me by turning into 3-article series I never finish. And don't expect me to give a crap about D-Box 1. D-Box 1 and the D-Boxes making it. Time to address the oily font in the sanctuary. 1D&D, aka D-Box 1. How does D-Box 1 affect my plans? As of now, it doesn't. Let me be clear. I don't personally give a crap about D-Box 1. Or its bullshit non-playtest. I forgot the word or. Let me be clear. I also forgot the word B. Okay, let me be clear. I don't personally give a crap about D-Box 1 or its bullshit non-playtest. And I don't want to. I certainly don't plan to address it before its release, and I probably won't care to after either. My advice is timeless GMing advice. Yes, I have a D&D mindset and my hacks are built for D&D style play, but I'm actually pretty system agnostic when you get down to it. The only thing D-Box 1 will affect is the specifics of the shade I throw at Crawford and the mouth breathers at WotC. I ain't changing my focus. I ain't switching systems. I ain't changing a damn thing. That said, there's one iffy little gray area. One iffy big gray area, actually. And that's to do with what I can publish regarding pulling apart D&D's systems and hacking rules to replace the crap WotC craps into their so-called game. There's a lot of drama currently swirling around what WotC will and won't be suing people over as they do their damnedest to lock out third-party content creators. Or, at least, like Scott Pilgrim without the charisma, hold down third-party content creators and punch them until money comes out. Point is, I plan to keep building my own stuff, but what I can build and how I can build it and how I can talk about it, all I can say about that is, we'll see. And the same goes for bonus content. I intend to make good on my promises to provide site supporters with bonus content, custom game content, maps, monsters, rules, and so on, in the new year. And I'll find a way to do it. But I might have to change what I provide and how once we're living under the benevolent, dictatorial eye of the Wizard on the Coast, safe and sound in our RPG police state. I wish I was kidding. And the rest. Content ain't the only thing in my angry planner this year. I've also got not one, but 2 actual products in development. By summer, I hope you'll all be able to at least pre-order a set of tension dice for your home game, and by year's end, I plan to send a sequel to Game Angry to the printer, with a revised and updated edition of Game Angry to keep it company. In the longer term, there's that whole angry RPG thing I've been threatening to actively design and develop. Given that we're going to need some solid, less abusive, less fascist alternatives to D-Box 1 in the next few years, it's probably high time to push that project forward, huh? After all, that's probably the best way to help GMs run the least worst RPGs they can possibly run. And that's it. That's the update. I just wanted to take some time to explain what's going to be going on this year and how I've laid out the, you know, basically my roadmap for the next 12 months. And also to kind of convince you that I actually do have a roadmap, because I, you know, I don't think anybody has ever seriously believed I have a roadmap. So that's it. That's the proofread aloud. On Tuesday, the 17th, the first article of the new year will actually go live, which is just in a couple of days. Sorry, Tuesday the 10th, if you're a supporter. And if you're listening to this, you're a supporter. And then Tuesday the 17th for the rest of the world. So I guess you'll be hearing from me again next week. And in the meanwhile, Happy New Year.